Those of you that raised your hands that you go to the gym, it's not the gym that keeps the fat off or that makes you healthy. So don't think that you go into the gym, you are healthy or, you know, It's doing its part, but it's not the only thing and it's not the major thing. The major thing is what you consume. The first thing to you starting your wellness or healthy lifestyle is your mind. What's the point in eating a while going and therefore real? You claim that it's healthy when you've packed all that oil in it, right? And then you have small swallow. It's defeated the purpose already. What you take in is what determines how healthy you are and how good you will look.
Simi, how's your week been? How was your week this past week?
Good, good. Very nice. Busy, but good. Yeah.
Productive. Okay. So before we start today's own, you're going to play a simple game. Still our card game. For those of us that were not around when we started, we played a card game. So Simi is going to pick a question from this deck of cards and she's going to answer it. So Simi, pick anyone. Why not the first one?
No, he never picked the first one.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to remove my glasses. I actually cannot read with them. So, oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Health, wealth, relationships, career, or faith. What are your current priorities?
Okay, health.
Health,
mm-hmm.
Wealth, relationships, career, or faith. What are your current priorities?
Okay.
So, the truth is, my one and only priority is my faith, first of all. So that has always been. So it's not my current priority, if you get what I mean. So I would say my current priority right now is wealth.
Wealth.
Yeah. Wealth and health.
Wealth and health. Okay, perfect. That's what today's all. Yeah. So, Simi is my very good friend, and she's looking so good. You wouldn't know she's in her mid 40s, right?
No, please, ever.
You think she's a teenager, right? No. She can pass for like in her mid 20s or mid early 30s.
My official age is 35. And I've been 35 since 2 years ago.
Since 5 years ago, Okay, so she's always been very, you know, health conscious. And I've learned so much from her. And that's why when I was looking for someone to, you know, anchor to this event on wellness, I was like, I think she's not just my friend, you know. She's also someone that is very knowledgeable about this field. So I think the very first thing I want to know is how did you get interested in the whole world or wellness, you know, journey and health journey? What made you get interested in it in the first place?
Well, the truth is I started my, let's say, health, exercise, wellness kind of thing when I was about 12. And I didn't know anything about it really. What just happened was that I knew I was chubby, right?
Chubby?
Yeah, I was. Everybody used to say, oh, yeah, chubby. And I hated that word, right? And my sister brought home Jane Fonda aerobics tape. If you don't know it, well, it's really old, Jane Fonda. And she used to do it in the house in the morning and in the evening. And it looked really fun, you know. So I started joining her. So I'll join her in the morning and then I'll be looking forward to it in the evening and then we'll do it together. And I started seeing results. Me that I was just doing it for fun, just to, you know, encourage her. You know, and I now started seeing the results on my body and I was like, oh, wow, this thing is working for me as well. And from then on, I took over and I started watching what I was eating because, you know, the pressure and the fear of going back to how to that chubby that everybody knew me as. So it was stuck in my head that, you know what, I need to maintain this new look that I'm enjoying and I like. And
And that was how I started. So I just used to exercise with her, but I wouldn't say I was really health conscious, but all I knew was that the less food I ate, the slimmer I would be. So I had a really, I can say I had an eating disorder basically from it. But as I grew, I understood what it was to diet and things like that and not starve myself, because that was all I was basically doing, starving myself and exercising just to maintain that slim figure that I liked or that I had.
Mm-hmm. And you say you started by age 12.
Yeah, it was 12. I was 12 when my sister started at Jane Fonda. And I've been doing that, not Jane Fonda anymore anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, still very, fitness and wellness conscious.
Yeah.
But that's over 3 decades. Mm-hmm. So how have you been consistent? Because a lot of times people start stuff I think New Year is coming and there's that thing everybody will start saying, New Year, once 2026 is here, oh, I want to start the gym, I want to hit the gym, I want to start eating healthy. But how have you managed to stay consistent throughout this, 3 decades, 30 years plus?
Yeah. So the thing is, when it comes to being consistent and being able to manage it, like I said, there was a goal. And the goal was to just be slim. Don't ever let them call you chubby. Do you understand? And to me, that was the reward. But what helped me and what made me to be able to stay consistent also was my mind. I made up my mind and my mindset shifted completely. And the older I got, the more I understood what health was and what, exercising and all that, the benefits that you would get from it, apart from how you look on the outside. So that was one of my motivation. And that was one of the reasons why I've been able to maintain it. And then my mindset is on the goal, which is look good and feel good inside.
Look good and feel good inside. Okay, so now let's talk about food. Because I know that when we talk about wellness and health, food is a big issue. Food is a major issue. And why I say that is when people think about eating healthy, they think about just vegetables. They think about boring food, like your food has to be boring. So let's break it down. For people that are interested in starting to eat healthy, right? What are some of the, I would say, alternatives to everyday, eating, for example, eating biscuits, for example? I love eating biscuits and I know that it's not so healthy. So what are simple swaps that you found in your own journey to just emulate?
Okay. Like I said, the first thing to you starting your wellness or healthy lifestyle is your mind. You need to work on your mind, because healthy eating, like you said, people think that, oh, it's bland, it's not nice, it's expensive. But first of all, you have to first work on your mind, because your mind is what would even make the food taste good, even when it's not. Right?
Yeah. Is that true?
It's 100%. No, but that's the thing, it's the mind, because the mind is very powerful. And the mind is actually adaptable. Do you understand? So if you cannot get your mind to be renewed, if your mindset cannot be set that, yes, you know what, I want to do this. And if you don't have a goal, and it depends if that goal is important to you, if your health is important to you, if how you look is important to you, your mind will adapt to that, right? So going back to the simple swaps, they're not simple, right? Because it's a lot to
stop eating what you really enjoy.
Yeah. But the truth is, it's not really stopping what you eat or what you enjoy. It is how you cook it. Mm. That's the thing, right? Because we're all Nigerians here. The food that we cook in Nigeria is packed with so much oil. That's the natural and the...
natural habitat.
Packed with so much oil. If you're not seeing that oil swimming, that soup or that stew...
It's not going to be sweet.
Am I lying? No. It can be sweet. Like they were going, they were bad die, I'm not sure. If you are not seeing that, if you are not... Like, if you are not seeing it swimming, or you will even see this, you will even see the source is the oil you see first. Honestly. Like, if you don't see it, you've not, that soup, first of all, looking at you, like, this thing cannot be sweet. Right? But the truth is, you can actually, the most important thing, at least for me, is the taste. It does taste good. Whether it doesn't look as good as it would look when Auntie Bisira will cook it, right? But it does taste good, and you're cooking it for yourself, right? So reducing the oil, first of all, reducing the oil, the carbs, which Nigerian foods are heavy on carbs, all those swallows, you just take a little, eat more of the veg. Now, the veg, them are for rira and cool. Of course, you're supposed to reduce the oil. You shouldn't see the oil. What is the oil doing there? If you think about it, if you dip it, right, the oil is basically just for aesthetics. What's wrong with aesthetics? Do you get what I mean? Like, yours is to eat it, to taste good in your mouth, and it works well in your body. What's the point in eating the egg and the euphoria? You claim that it's healthy when you've packed all that oil in it, right, and then you have small swallow. It's defeated the purpose already. Do you get what I mean? So, first of all, reduce your oil by 70 to 80%. That is one thing. Then, of course, I've been able to, like, swap some things like rice. I only eat rice once a week. And the only reason why I eat that rice once a week is because of my daughter. Left to me, left to my husband, we will eat the other option, which is bulgur wheat. So it's a kind of grain. Yeah.
They're not having it.
Well, it depends on, like I said, what is your goal and what is your
what's
your joy that is set before you? Are you willing to endure the cross? Do you understand? So, like, bulgur wheat is a kind of grain, and it is so healthy. It's just like rice. If you know Ofada rice, it is just like rice, right? They come in different sizes. They come in couscous size and rice size, like Ofada rice. If you swap that, that's like 60% of your issues gone. You can cook it anyhow you want, right? I've done that. Then also frying. You see, frying plantain, frying yam. Yes. Right? No, but the truth is, that's why I said in the beginning that it is all about your mind. It is, guess what? I don't even know how to fry plantain anymore. And you know what? Yes, it is. You are right. But what is your motive? That's the thing. Yeah. So if you, for instance, you fry your plantain, you fry your yam as yam chips, you fry your steak potato. So instead of frying all those things, you can air fry it. Air fryer is your friend and is the best investor you can do for your body. It's very easy, right? And to be honest, that's why I said you have to work on your mind. If you have that mindset that, oh, this thing is not going to be nice. Fry plantain. Don't you go for parties. Because when I go for parties, I eat plantain, right? Because they're not going to air fry the plantain there. So I go for parties, I eat the fried plantain there. I go for parties, I will eat the dundu and the small chops, all those things they serve there. They're all fried now. They're not going to do it the way I did in the house. So you need to, like, have those. Those are the alternatives that I have done, right? That I've been able to do to help me with my wellness and my health and a healthy lifestyle. So I don't fry. I don't even know how to fry. For instance, I remember one time I bought the sweet potato, that Ninja sweet potato, and I was so excited. And then my daughter was like, you know what, let's even fry it. Oh my God, the biggest mistake of our lives. We, like, didn't even know how to fry it anymore. And we regretted it. We could have just done it in the air fryer and would have enjoyed it. That's to show you how much you don't even fry stuff anymore, you know. So rice, swap to the bulgur, then milk, whole milk, cow milk. You swap it with oat milk, you swap it with almond milk. They don't all taste good at the beginning, but guess what? I've been taking oatmeal now for so many years. But I remember now, if they give me whole milk, cow milk, it doesn't taste as nice
as
the oat milk in my coffee or in my tea, because I'm so used to it. So it is, what they call that, it's an acquired taste.
I think the problem is, as you're saying it, they're just like, no, no, no.
Well,
but what she started with is, what is your goal? So do you have the goal to be healthy? That's the first thing.
Or you have the goal to satisfy your stomach only?
I think they have the goal to satisfy stomach.
See, the thing is, I have a friend. This is the thing. I'm not saying that stop eating it completely, right? You have a goal. You want to live a healthy lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It is not, you know, a diet. I'm not telling you to diet. It's a lifestyle. So if you want to have a lifestyle where you can, you know, enjoy your food, but like I said, your mindset, because all the things I'm saying, everybody's like, my plantain. I was once like that. You cannot be a foodie, the kind of foodie that I am. If you know me very well, Shadi, you know I like food.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love food. I'm a big time foodie, right? But guess what? I love my body and I love my health more than food. So it matters to me what I consume. And I'm not all about diet. You see, I didn't say diet. I've not talked about salad here. You know, I've not talked about grilled chicken breast. Right? So I'm talking about the food that you eat every day that you love so much, that I also love. My beans, I used to do ewa going. Like I said, I come from a house where my mom she's a foodie as well. We used to do all kinds of food, from Niger food to Igbo food. Is it okay to say?
Niger food to, like, you know, English food and everything like that, right?
But I still eat them, but I limit it to when I'm going out, because I still go out. I go for dinners. I go out restaurants and things like that. And I go for parties. So I'm here now. There's banana cake, all those things there. I'm going to eat it.
Of course.
Right. You know, so that's it. It's just balance and just understanding what your goal is and what matters to you, basically.
Yeah. And to buttress your point, I know, interestingly, Simi introduced me to bulgur, I think, last week. And I made bulgur in my house for the first time this past week. That's a testimony. And for me, I think I started my healthy lifestyle for about over a year now. I think my goal at that time was to maintain my weight, because I realized that when I came into the UK, I was just eating this, eating that, eating this, eating that. And before I knew it, I'd added on like almost 5 kg. And I was like, I was already getting to a size 12. I was like, no, this is not the way. So my goal then was to actually maintain a lifestyle that I would need to go to the gym and I would still be healthy. And I made certain swaps, like you mentioned. I cut down rice. So even though I didn't have an alternative at that time, before I used to take rice like thrice in a week, I'll take white rice, take jollof rice, take fried rice, and, you know, I'll eat lots of white bread. But I realized that I didn't even have to go to the gym. All I had to do was just to be very conscious of how I make my food, right? I bought an air fryer and I just started frying, you know, and I've seen the difference within me. So speaking about going to the gym, let me ask a question. How many of us here enjoy going to the gym?
None.
That's less than half of the room, or maybe half. Well, I'm not raising my hand like I do. I don't. Well, maybe it's my... I don't actually enjoy going to the gym. That's the truth. So I think my question is, for those of us that are like me, that don't enjoy going to the gym, how can we actually maintain like a healthy lifestyle? What are the other alternatives we can do to, I would say, maybe move our body around?
Okay. First of all, those of you that raised your hands that you go to the gym,
or that you enjoy going to the gym. I just have to let you know that, see, it's not the gym that keeps the fat off or that makes you healthy. You have to understand that, first of all. So don't think that you going to the gym, you are healthy or, you know, there is, it's doing its part, but it's not the only thing and it's not the major thing. The major thing is what you consume. What you take in, right, is what determines how healthy you are and how good you will look inside. I'm sorry, outside, and how you would feel good inside. So going to the gym, I hate going to the gym. I do. I don't like going. I haven't stepped into the gym in like 2 years, but I exercise. So I have an app that I use and I exercise in my house. So all I just did was I bought some dumbbells and some small equipment that I use for my exercise. I'm not a gym fan. If I go to the gym, I only go for the classes. But going to the gym, whatever it is I'm going to go and do that, I can do in my house. To answer your question on what are the things that you can do to move around, they say this, that like dancing and things like that. Well, yeah, it does help. if you play music and you dance, yeah, it would help. But it's not.
I've tried it. And I was consistent for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And so I danced for like 3 days and then I was just like, I'm tired.
Yeah. So sometimes some people need someone to encourage them to take a walk, to go to the gym and things like that. So if you're not the kind of person that likes going to the gym, you can take a walk. The trick is to doing that is, you don't necessarily have to wear all those tight gym things and everything and then going for the walk. You can actually just wear comfortable shoes, wear jeans and wear a top and just go for a walk and just make sure that walk is brisk, you know, not that you're strolling. It's not until you put on everything, because sometimes, you know, we feel like when we put on all those things, that's when we're exercising. No, you can just wear comfortable shoes. During summer, you can wear slippers. And just, you know, go in your take more clothes and just go get a friend or a neighbor that you talk to and say, let's go on a stroll together. Just walk fast. That's our own thing. If you stay in a flat, you could, and maybe, you know, even if you're on the first floor and it's like 3 floors, you can just leave maybe for like 10 minutes, run on the stairs up and down, maybe like 3 times, just to get your heart beating and your heart pumping. That also helps. Another thing is, you know, even house chores, you know, lifting and dropping things also does help. So you can do that as well. But the secret to it is consistency. It's not that you do it 3 days and then you leave it. So it's something that you are consistent with. If you are going for that walk, you go for that walk consistently 3 times in a week or every day if you have the time. If you don't, whatever it is that you're doing, you just have to be consistent at it. And that's what would help you. But like I said, I'm not, exercise is just honestly, it's just a tiny part of your health. And this is the reason why I'll say that. 2 years ago, right, I found out that my cholesterol was high, right? Not high, it was borderline. And the reason was because, like I said, I'm a foodie and I was born into a family where we cook and we make really good food, right? So I love all those pastries, cake, chocolate, you know, donuts. I'm into those kind of things, right? So I used to consume that a lot. But what helped me not to gain weight because I was younger was because I was always exercising. Then I used to exercise a lot when I was younger. So those exercises really did help me not gain too much or not gain weight. So I was always fluctuating. But it's not like the weight gain is massive. You won't know, but I would know, right? So what I was eating was more than the exercise I was doing, apparently. But I thought I was healthy because I was
gym. You were still going exercise.
Do you understand? But I found out. So that's why I'm saying that your eating is the problem. It's not the exercise. So if you're exercising and you're not really seeing results, it's what you're eating. So I've cut off all those things that I used to like. And then now I don't worry about all that anymore. I don't even exercise as much as I used to.
maybe twice a week. And because of also my age, right, I don't need to exercise that much. So I just focus on what I eat. So
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your, I say, your weekly schedule with exercising, because you mentioned that you have dumbbells at home. So what does that look like? Is it that you have 30 minutes every other day that you exercise? Like, what do you lift? Like, how does that look like for you?
Okay, so I use an app, right? I have an exercise app that I use, and that app has got like different exercises focusing on different parts. There are loads of exercises on you. So what I just have is I have some that I enjoy doing more than others, and I just focus on that. And I just have the heaviest weight that I lift is a 5 kg weight. Now, I'm not saying you go and lift 5 kg, because my goal is different from yours, and we're all not in the same age range or age group, right? So for me, that is what is ideal for me and at my age, right? So I exercise twice a week, most of the time, twice a week. If I stretch it, 3, because I don't, to be honest, I'd rather not. I just exercise because I know that my heart needs it, my heart, you know, and my knees and my joints, you know, they need it just for the future. I'm not exercising to keep the weight off, because I don't need to do that. I've already conquered down with food, right? So it's more of the exercise. So it's just twice a week with my few dumbbells. But, you know, what you enjoy the most, you can research it and find equipment that would work for you. But dumbbells, for ladies, dumbbells, if you're about your abs, well, there are many equipment that you can use. For guys, you know, you can get a bench press or a gym station. I got my husband to get a gym station in the house because he used to complain about how cold it was, so he wasn't encouraged to go to the gym. He loves going to the gym, but because of the weather, he doesn't really like it. So he got a gym station, and he could do a lot there, pull-ups and some things, you know. And he also uses my 5 kg waist.
What I'm hearing is that exercise is good, but more like what you eat is even much more important than exercising, right? Because if you're exercising and you're eating more, it's like it's canceling out.
So what it does is just, so what happens, or what I realized happened, or was happening to me all over the years until maybe like 2 years ago, was that I was just basically replacing. And that was why I said I wasn't losing weight so much and I wasn't gaining so much. Was because I would eat all those things, the donuts and everything, and pizza and all that. I would eat all that, and then I would exercise. So I'll burn it off, maybe a bit. I'll burn off a bit, but then I'll replace it again. So you're just replacing. So it's like a cycle.
The cycle.
You're not burning it off and keeping it off.
Yeah, just burning and
then
regaining again. Okay.
That, at least that was what I noticed for myself.
Okay, nice. And I know that for wellness, there's another aspect outside of exercising and food, which is like managing stress, right? Managing stress is something that many of us deal with, especially in the UK. Some people are working 2 to 3 jobs and taking on many shifts. So for you, how have you managed stress in your own, you know, day-to-day life? What do you do to manage stress?
I watch TV. Like, I'm addicted to TV. I think I'm addicted to watching TV. And so, but that's what I do to manage stress. I watch TV. I watch shows. That's what I used to relax. When I go to work, I come back and I look forward to sitting down and watching TV. So if I don't have any show I'm watching, I'll be on YouTube, or I must just be in front of the TV watching TV. And I like to window shop online. Yeah.
Add things to cart.
That you never buy. You know, you say you buy and then you don't go back to it and then you keep adding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. For me, I think when I'm overwhelmed to deal with stress, the first thing I do is to just sleep, because sleep helps me a lot. Once I can sleep, right, it helps me to just put things into perspective, and I can then say, okay, what exactly is stressing me? Why am I stressed? Is it work? Is it this person? I then try to prioritize, okay, what exactly is important in this moment? Because I think many times when people are stressed, they feel like they can do
everything at once. And that's something I've told myself, like, I can't do everything at the same time, right? I have to be as realistic with myself as possible. I have to know what's important in this moment, right? And then I just focus on it. And I think another thing that's, you know, that is helpful to know is when you're stressed, many people don't know how to ask for help. Right, they try to do everything by themselves. Even if you're a woman and you're cooking, that's one thing I do. Like when I'm cooking, I ask for help from my husband because I cannot come and kill myself. Right, I know that I have to maybe make dinner and I'm stressed. I've had a busy day. He won't do everything, but he can help out in one or two things, and that also helps to ease my stress. I think it's just good to know that when you're stressed, you can always ask for help. Right.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because I'm a firm believer of, you know, you having the first of all, understanding that you need help.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, when you're overwhelmed. And then, I mean, don't beat yourself up too much when you can't. Maybe you've set a deadline for yourself and you can't meet it. I mean, it's not that deep. Right. So you can just relax. Like you said, you sleep. I watch TV, you know, and just find something interesting that you would like that will take your mind off whatever it is that is stressing you out. And then you just recalibrate, basically. Yeah. But it's just understanding where to say no and when to just stop and say, you know what, I beg, I can't come and kill myself. Like, I'm just going to relax, I'm just going to chill, I've done this and that's it, I'm not going to stress too much, I'm going to go and watch TV, I'm going to go and sleep, when I wake up, I'll deal with it, you know, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so very quickly, one of the last questions I would like to, you know, find out is, for people that have, like, a busy schedule, I know they've heard you, you know, talk about all the swaps for food, making sure you're not frying every time, the oil you use, all of that. But knowing they have a busy schedule, it's possible that they just want to, you know, leave home, go and grab fast food at whatever restaurant and grab coffee here, eat junk there. How can they realistically have a, would I say food prep, or just create a schedule that would encourage that healthy lifestyle?
Yeah. The truth is, one thing that I know that would help would be a timetable.
Okay.
A lot of people don't have timetables at home. You need a timetable because what that does is it helps you to understand, to know what you should have at home, what you should buy and have in the house. You know, having a timetable helps you to schedule it for your eating habits or your dinner, your lunch, your breakfast. It helps you to plan properly. So if you've got like a timetable that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way to Sunday for 2 weeks, different things, or even if you want to repeat, right, for 2 weeks, and then you can like swap it or, you know, alternate it. It helps you to plan. It helps you to be able to organize yourself better. And then you can also meal prep, right? You can meal prep for the week. If you like fresh food, like if you like to eat different things every day, you can meal prep 5 different meals, right? You can also, or you meal prep, some people don't mind eating the same thing for the whole week. So you can meal prep maybe on Sunday or Saturday and meal prep all the way for the week and put it in the fridge. If it's food that can be in the freezer and when you warm it, it will still be nice. You can do that. You can meal prep and put it in the freezer. Sometimes when you're busy, you know, that's when you tend to eat a lot of, you know, junk.
Yeah, junk food.
Maybe not even junk, but you tend to eat outside, right? You don't really get to eat at home. But so that's where the timetable comes in and the organization comes in. It helps you to be able to organize yourself properly. I for one, I like to eat something different every day. So if I'm meal prepping, it will be something different every day. Right. And I also have a timetable that I change from time to time, right? Because my family members will be like, ah, they just want something different. So in the timetable, for instance, let me give you an example. If you've got like pasta on your timetable. You know, pasta comes in different ways. You can cook it. You can have it plain, and then you have a sauce that goes with it, right? You can do the pasta jollof, right? You can do the stir-fry one with veg and things like that, right? So you can do it. So on your timetable, you could be that maybe on Monday you have jollof pasta. And if you want to eat it again because you really like pasta, you want to eat it again on Friday, you can have stir-fry or the plain one with the sauce, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not like on Monday, pasta, on Tuesday, potato, on Wednesday, rice, on Friday, Jonathan, that kind of thing. So even if it is the same thing, you can...
Variety.
There's a way you can cook it, like potato, you can have baked potato, you can have air-fried potato. All right, do you understand? You can just, you know, different varieties, the food, same food, but cooked in different ways and in different styles. So that would help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for someone looking to actually start their healthy, I'll say, lifestyle, right? What's that, if you had to just narrow everything we've discussed here to one thing, what's that one immediate thing they can start to do?
Stop frying. Like, honestly, stop frying.
Stop frying.
Get an air fryer.
Get an air fryer.
Yeah. Stop frying. If you get an air fryer or your oven, air fry, oven baked.
Oven baked.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, fried chicken and oven baked chicken, except it's the hard chicken. The chicken that you buy most of the time, the soft chicken, is actually nicer in the oven or in the air fryer than when you fry it. Because when you fry it, you first boil it before you fry it, right? By the time you are frying it in that oil, see, I don't fry yolk, but I know how to cook very well and I understand cooking. So if you boil it and then you put it in the oil, by the time you bring out that soft chicken, it's already falling apart. And then you now put it in the stew. It's already losing, even maybe because we're all about the way we look at food now. By the time you see the chicken, you're like, oh. But in the oven, it comes out really nice. The juice is retained. Maybe you also need to be reading your manuals to know how to use your oven. It's ready to get the best out of your food. The juice is retained and all that. So it looks good and it still maintains its look in the stew that you want to put it or in anything you want to put it. So stop frying. Get an air fryer, please. It's good for your heart.
Stop frying. Did you get that? Stop frying.
Yeah. And stop eating junk.
Junk.
Yeah. And junk. When I say junk, pizza, burger, donuts, crisp, fries. Eat it once in a while. Yeah. Yes. Drink water. Drink water. 2 liters
of water.
Lots of water.
Awesome. Thank you, Simi. This has been a wonderful conversation. Do we have any questions? Okay.
I'm in trouble. Oh, God. Please be nice.
Okay.
So, for me and my wife, right? Bread is the weapon of my choice. To a large extent. No, no, I'm not talking about toasties and no. This one African store is proper gigi bread. Yeah. So, that is
really a weapon.
What better alternative to bread and not with bread?
I sure you want an answer. You're not ready.
I talked about mindset.
You're not ready.
First of all, your mindset needs to be reset. So let me tell you, as in, I understand how you feel 1000%. I'm a bread lover. I love bread. I used to say that, God, please, don't let there be anything that they'll say I should not eat bread, because I don't know how I would cope. See, but the thing is, back in Nigeria, there was home where we used to buy bread. We used to call it sinful bread. That bread is really, you know, when you're eating it yourself, you know that, this thing is bad. But, so we used to call it sinful bread, literally, like we used to call it sinful bread. So what I will not lie to you, there is no alternative to that kind of bread that you're talking about, except
maybe if you bake it yourself. But the truth is, if you bake it yourself, it is still the same flour, right? But you know, the thing is, the ones that they do outside, you know, now people do a lot of things. They put even, because you can have that bread without sugar. So they put sugar, they put powdered milk, powdered cow milk inside the bread. You know, so if you bake it yourself, you can control the things you put inside. And if you bake it yourself, right, if you eat it straight out of the oven, at least it's soft and fresh, jigger, you can still manage it. However, just in case in the long run, your mindset has been reset and you want alternatives, wheat bread.
That's why she said just in case it has been
just
reset.
In case. Like, because I cannot, honestly, I there's nothing, you can only start, right? You can start with, even maybe one I can advise you, start with the bread they sell in the stores here, in the English stores. First of all, that one would, you're kind of like weaning yourself off that agege bread. Do you get? Yeah, because they don't, they're not as nice, they're not as sweet. So by the time, if you can manage that one, trust me, you can move to wheat bread. And then when you start moving to wheat bread, you can now move to things like sourdough. Mm. Sourdough is the best. Yeah, it's not. If it's toasted.
Yeah. But
you know what? It depends on what they eat that bread with. So if they eat it with beans, they eat it with geisha sauce. Yes, they will not be able to eat the sourdough with the beans and things like that. So that's one that you could do, you know. But if you're eating the wheat bread and eating the sourdough, they're nice toasted, you know, toasted with nice butter if you still want to have butter and jam. So you just acquire the taste, really. But the best way to wean you off that agege bread is move to the ones they sell in the stores, the white bread they sell in the stores. Those ones would help you transition to wheat and then and sourdough. But sourdough is the best bread that you can actually consume and not feel too guilty.
Okay, so I have two questions. But the first question I have is, how often do you change your food timetable?
Like I said, you can do your time. You can have your timetable for 2 weeks, right? So the first week, you all the food that you have in there. And then the second week, you can. So after the first week, you can bring the second week one and then move it. So when you're tired of it, or maybe your family member starts to complain.
Just
you. So when you're tired of it, then you can... Like I said, pasta comes in different forms, right? Potato, different ways you can make it. So you just change it as you are getting tired of the meal. There's no hard and fast rule as to you must change it every week. It's just, it just depends on you, basically, what works for you, what you're tired of eating, and what you want newly. Okay. Yeah.
My second question, not a PCOS, so I'm very, very particular about what it is I eat and everything. The oat milk, is it proper? So what would be your recommendations for other milks that are not full fat milk, but it's not oat milk or almond milk?
Okay. You could use, because I don't know what the issue is with oat milk for you.
Oh,
is it the taste?
It's
okay. Yeah.
I've actually, like, I don't know. There's just something that
you just don't like it.
It's not, I've tried it so many times. It's just that there's a particular aftertaste that I can still taste it.
That lingers. Yeah.
Since I have any. Okay. It's not something that I'm not a ruminant animal.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find other healthier options based on my.
Okay. So you could do skimmed milk. Right, they're semi-skimmed and they're skimmed. So the skimmed has way less fat than the semi-skimmed. So you could use that. So, but it's cow milk anyway, but it's semi-skimmed and skimmed milk. Has low fat, which is...
Liquid one.
Yeah, the liquid cow milk. You can't have powdered milk unless you want to buy maybe like... I don't even know which ones... There are some powdered milks that are skimmed. Is it Marvel or something? I think I've seen it, you know. So, yeah. It's skimmed. Yeah right. Marvel.
Yeah, because the knockoff name that we buy, like, maybe in Aldi stores and everything, I don't know. There's just something about it.
So what does what when you use milk, what do you use it for?
Cereal. Mostly cereal.
Okay, so if it's cereal, is it so for the cow milk or the whole milk, skimmed milk and everything that you find, what don't you like about it?
I've not tried this skimmed milk before, but I've always tried the full fat, and I've tried the oat milk and the almond milk.
It could be the brand as well, because they're different brands. But I'm not going to try to convince you about the oat milk, because you said you don't like it, and I understand. It takes getting used to. But for the cow milk, you can go with semi-skimmed and skimmed milk. Buy the liquid one. For cereal, it would work. Of course, it's not as creamy as the whole milk, but at least it's better than almond milk. Almond milk is like, is the oga of
healthy.
Yeah.
You didn't say much about sugar, but what do you think about sugar alternatives like honey, brown sugar, or sweeteners? Because for someone like me, I love taking coffee almost every morning, and currently I would always use honey. But what do you think? Is that healthy? Is that good in the long run? And when I don't have honey, I would use brown sugar or sweeteners. So what do you think about that? I have a second question, but I would like to.
Okay. So honey is good because it's medicinal, right? But how you look at it, it's still sugar, right? So it's still some sort of form of sugar. So what you could do is, if you take coffee every day, and you don't have honey, or you don't have honey and you use brown sugar, they're all sweeteners, they're all sugar anyways, right? But what you could do is reduce the quantity. If you take coffee every day and you have to put sugar or a sweetener in it all the time, it's in the long run, it has, you know, its effect. Okay, yeah. So what you could do is, if you take maybe like 2 teaspoons, you could reduce it to 1. Do you know you can actually get to a point where you won't even need sugar or any sweetener in your coffee? Because if you're using milk, right, the milk already has sugar. So you just, it's an acquired taste. So you gradually just get into it by reducing the quantity you use every time. Now, there is a sweetener that I've heard that is good. It's an alternative to sugar. I think it's stevia or something. Yeah, that's the only one that I believe that they said, you know, is good. But all those other ones, they contain some things inside that are still not healthy and good for you. It's better you even stick to your honey than to be using those alternatives. So honey is medicinal, but it's just the quantity and how often you use it. If you're a tea or coffee lover, try as much as possible to, like, just reduce the quantity you take every day, or you put in it every day, and to the point where you can take your coffee or your tea without sugar or without sweetener.
Okay, then. My second question would be, so fitness it's like a lifelong journey. You have been doing it for a while. And you know, sometimes, because in life you have seasons, you go through things. Have you ever had a relapse in your fitness journey? And if you have, how did you come back? You know, because realistically, it's some days you and some periods in your life, you may be going through things that you just can't be bothered how you look. Probably you are overwhelmed with what you are going through, and you just can't be bothered. You know, so that's one question. And how did you navigate that?
That's I don't know. The truth is, I don't know how to say this to not sound ridiculous, but I've never had a relapse per se. The only time I can say that I wasn't into exercising or watching what I'm eating was when I was pregnant. And guess what? Because I knew I was pregnant, I had a Filled day. I had an enjoy, and my 9 months was so fantastic. Me that I went from one slice of yam, and this is the truth. Remember I told you in the beginning that I had almost like an eating disorder. That's how, if I think about it now, but then they used to tell me, but I used to be like, they don't know what they're saying. I would eat one slice of yam, no matter the size of yam. I would just eat one size slice of yam. When I was pregnant, I used to eat 3. As in, like, I ate everything and well, because I took advantage of that period, and I was fat pregnant. And I remember when I went for my postnatal, when my doctor saw me, he was like, oh, I didn't know you were this small. I'd lost all the weight because I was so big into it. I was so big and I was so into, like, oh, I have to go back. So I haven't really had like a relapse per se, because it's part of me. Even if when I'm not feeling, I've never been in a situation where I'm not up to it, to care so much about how I look, you know. So it's always something I've always been into. But one thing that I did not mention that does help and can help you throughout the journey is fasting. I didn't mention that, intermittent fasting, right? If you understand it, that is the secret to keeping everything
together,
you know, keeping your physique and also inside
your organs.
Yeah, in top shape, right? If you can get into intermittent fasting properly, you would hardly have the relapse, because you would be burning fat even when you're not doing too much, and you would be healthy on the inside as well. Because sometimes when you're healthy on the inside, even the way you feel,
yeah,
you know, your emotional self
will
be good. So, yeah.
So the first for mindset, I'll tell you my mindset. I'm a mother of 2 toddlers. I feel like I'm exercising enough for the day. Doing exercise to the mix. So that's like my first question. And then just like following through to the second one about stress. What's the best way to like juggle things together, like in terms of our life, our wellness, our food? How do we manage all of these things together? I'm struggling in that part.
Okay. So, I understand that part of you having 2 toddlers and then that is exercising. But the question I want to ask you is that, you know, whenever you're doing this, do you feel out of breath? Like, do you feel your heart beating?
Yes, I'm not from Africa, I'm Africa.
Okay, so because the reason why I said so is because, you know, sometimes, you know, I said it before that exercise isn't what keeps you 100% fit. It's just part of it. But what it does is that it's good for the heart. It's good for the heart majorly, and it's good for your joints and your bones and everything, right? So if you feel like what you're doing, like I mentioned, the house chores and all that is enough exercise, well, you can continue. You can continue chasing them up and down. But, you know, but you also have to check for real, like, does this really help me? You know, do I feel like I'm moving enough, you know? And if you can answer that, maybe when next you are chasing them around and things like that, then yeah, you could just add some sort of like weight training. You could just get maybe like a small dumbbell at home, you know, that you could use that could just help you move a bit, or maybe some few squats here and there, things like that. And then talking about how to juggle everything together. It's not easy. It's not at all. You know, all these things sometimes requires organization and, you know, you even being in the right state of mind to want to do all that if it doesn't come to you naturally. But you just have to be intentional about it, you know, and know that, okay, I have to make time for this, this and that. And then you just try to put it into your schedule. If it's important for you, like I said, what is the goal? You know, if the goal is to live long and live a healthy lifestyle, because it's a lifestyle, right? So a lifestyle is something that you do throughout. It's not, yeah, it's not something that you do now and you stop, you know. So you just put things that, you know, you can easily continue to do, not unrealistic goals, you know, things that you know that you can continue to do till, you know, forever. So managing, you know, checking your schedule and then being able to put in one or two things to manage it would help.
So you talk about the food timetable. What if at a particular point in the week you don't feel like eating the food that you have cooked for the week? Like, you just don't feel like eating that particular food. That's my main question. And then most times I also like cooking fresh food. I don't necessarily cook, I keep that for the week. So I don't feel like eating that food that I plan to eat for that week. Like, what do you do?
Well, I mean, who will arrest you? If you don't eat what you put in the timetable, it's up to you, really. Like I said, it doesn't matter if you've put in your timetable, and that timetable is not there to be changed every week. You can have one timetable for the whole year. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody is saying that change it every week. So it's up to you. Sometimes what I used to do is, if I have on a Tuesday, maybe I have beans there, for instance, I could put slash something else, right? Because maybe at that point in time, or maybe I also like cooking freshly. I don't like to meal prep for the same thing, or, you know, but I like to cook it fresh. So if I can't, maybe I get back from work and I can't cook that beans, or maybe I boiled it and I can't make the pepper for it, that kind of thing, I will find something else on, maybe the thing on Friday is available. I will swap it. Move Tuesday to Friday, Friday to Tuesday. And the reason why I do that for me is because it's just convenient. If I go out of my timetable, then, and what if what I feel like eating is not there? Then it's fine. If I want to buy something outside, yeah, that's okay. So nobody would, you know, it's fine. It's okay to feel that way. But what I do is sometimes what is on the timetable on Tuesday might not be what I want. It might be what I actually I'm eating on Friday that I feel like eating. I can swap it so that when Friday comes, I don't have to worry about what would I eat on Friday. Do you understand that kind of thing? So it's, for me, it's all about not worrying what would I eat. So I already know that this is what I'm supposed to eat for the week, but I can change it. It doesn't matter.
All right, let's give it up for Simi Sola Daniel. I'm sure we all enjoyed her session, right?